Commentator Heather Lendy, who lives in Alaska, says the discovery of that case of mad cow disease in the state of Washington has her looking at chickens in a new way.
Even though experts say not to worry, I have been wondering just how quickly you die from the unpronounceable illness you can get from mad cows. I have also decided only to eat meat someone in my family has seen running or swimming first. Which brings us back to the chickens. My hens haven't laid an egg, not one among seven of them, since August. You may suspect the lack of daylight here in Alaska right now. We're down to 6 hours of sun a day. But 3 years ago, my daughter did her science fair project on the effect of light on egg laying. She found that our hardy hens laid as many eggs in January as they did in July. That's 8 a day on average from the flock, with a high of 12. When the temperature suddenly dipped below zero, they did quit for a day. But after getting acclimated, were cackling cheerfully on their nests again. Chickens live from 5 to 9 years. Mine are 4 years old. A local expert cans her hens at 3. Before she says they get too tough or useless. She stuffs them in quart jars, then seals them in the pressure cooker. I really don't think I can keep jars of my favorite Rhode Island Reds, Ruby and Lucy, in the pantry. Even if the threat of tainted meat doesn't prompt me to eat them, they have to go if I want fresh eggs again. A family of four in my neighborhood may only have 3 hens. Since there are 7 of us, I figure we're allowed 5, with 2 spares in case eagles, bears, or a stray dog kills a couple. My husband says we should sell them and let someone else that is as worried as I am about safe food do the rest. So this morning, after I brought them fresh water, it freezes every night, I left the coop door wide open, in the hopes that they'd wander off onto an ice floe in the Chilkat River to die with dignity. When I checked a few hours later, all 7 hens were clustered together in the doorway, protected from the wind, their faces to the light, sunbathing. I turned a pail over in the straw and sat down with them, because I'd rather be tanning with happy chickens than worrying about mad cows.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News, heard here thanks to member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.